Okay, let's start the next sugya. Daf Einam Adveis. So the Mishnah says, Gonav u'mocha b'Shabbos, that if you steal and then you sell it on Shabbos, so Gemara says, Yechayv dal v'hei. Right? As opposed to Gonav u'tovach b'Shabbos, that you potter dal v'hei. Why tovach b'Shabbos, you potter dal v'hei? Because kam lebid rab mine. Because if you're going to shecht it on Shabbos, then, even though you chayv tvichu mechira, you chayv dal vehei, but you shecht on Shabbos, you chayv misa. So therefore it's commonly b'damene, you potter. But gonav u'mocha b'Shabbos, if you steal it and you sell it on Shabbos, since mechira on Shabbos is not an avera d'oraisa, you don't get misa from mechira on Shabbos, so therefore there's no commonly b'damene, and you chayv dal vehei. So the Gemara Sakasha v'tanya potter, the other b'raisa says that if you steal and you sell it on Shabbos, the sale is done on Shabbos, you are potter. When do we say you're potter? When he tells him, hey, I will sell you the gneva, I'm doing the mechira to you, and he tells him, that he tells him that as payment, grab a fig from my fig tree, the tikni li geneva saich. And that's how I will acquire your geneva. So the mechira only gets accomplished by picking off, it's like a barter. In other words, it's a metalton barter. Which means that by me, I want to sell you my geneva, and my geneva is only sold to you when I pick the fig from your fig tree. So I get the fig, and you get the geneva. So since over there the mechira is done through the Chilul Shabbos, so in such a case, Gona v'mocha b'Shabbos, Yutaka will be potter. Maybe it's, first of all, he was saying it's worth not a shabbuter.
But probably not worth what he stole. He wouldn't.
Yeah, so maybe the rest is, it's a Kenyan, probably Chalipin. Talton is thinking of Chalipin.
And that's considered,
That's a Kenyan. And that's a Kenyan, that's how he's kind of the Mechir, that's the Mechir's Chal at that point. And that's done with the Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, that's Kim Levi Ramine. Look in Rashi. Akoit Teina, Lekoit Teinom Teinim Miteinosi, Bidmei Hagneva, look in Rashi, Bidmei Hagneva, B'Shabbos, V'chein Osu V'nischayv Misa. So such a case, you're part of the Kim Levi Ramine. As the Gemara, Amri, it's not true. V'chivin D'chitov Alei Kamon Bedina, Lo Yamrin Alei Zir Shlim, V'mchay Ben Afrihu, Ha'mechir Na Milav Mechiru. Which means that, wait a second, if you ask this person at that point, after he grabs the figs from the tree, does he have to pay for the figs? He grabs the figs on the tree on Shabbos. Do I grab the figs from your tree on Shabbos? Do I have to pay for those figs? Halach l'maisa. Can you collect from me money on lieu of those figs that I grabbed on Shabbos? Clearly not, because come live d'amine. So if you cannot collect money for the fact that I grabbed those figs, so then the mechira is not chal either. Because the mechira is instead of the money that you could have collected from me. So look in Rashi. In other words, either give me back the figs or give me what you sold me. It turns out it's never a mechir. The mechir is not chal. Why? Since you're not responsible for the figs that you took, so therefore that cannot be as payment for the mechira that you're doing. So if it cannot be as payment, the mechir is not chal either. So this is not a good example of kamle b'drabim minei, because in such a case, the mechira is not even chal. Why? Because the mechira is only chal if I have to pay for the figs that I took from you. And if I don't have to pay for the figs that I took from you, because of Kamle B'Damine, that cannot be as payment for the Mechira that I'm selling to you. So therefore the Mechira is Nachal, so that's not a good example. Elam Rapapa says Rapapa, no. What's the case? We're going to be potter Kamle B'Damine. Boy Malay, when he tells him, Zroi Gneva Sayich Lachatzeri, V'tikni Li Gneva Sayich. Which means, I stole something, and I want to do the mechira to you, David, on Shabbos. So, gonav u'mocha b'Shabbos. So, you tell me, you know what? if you throw the mechira, the gneva, into my property on Shabbos, then when I'm going to acquire it, that's the mechira. But when I throw it and you acquire it, I just did a avera on Shabbos of haitzah mishus l'shus, because I threw it from one shus to another shus. So throwing it mishus l'shus, that's the maisa avera. But that at that point, you are kind of the mechira, and therefore it's kamei b'rabine. Now in such a case, there's no money that's being given over. At the end of the day, you are kind of it. I did an avera. Kamei b'rabine, I'm potter dalvei. You hear the Gemara's ingenious way? If we're finding a way where I'm going to be chayev dal, I'm chayev dal vei, which means the mechira is valid, but nevertheless, it's kamei b'rabine. In such a case where you acquire it by me doing the maisa chilo Shabbos, because I'm throwing it into the other person's courtyard, so therefore the chilo Shabbos was done, such a maisa I'm potter because of kam lev rabinei, nevertheless the mechira is valid, because at the end of the day, your chatzah was kaina on Shabbos. Now, could your chatzah be kaina on Shabbos again? That's mekach or memkar. That's not an avera. So that's not nothing to do with that. You will be kaina the mechira. Nevertheless, I'm going to be potter dal vei, because the mechira was done through a chilo Shabbos. What's the question? I hear that. But the Gemara says chutz mishum yadav like gora mishlichus. I hear. You're right. Correct. Okay. Good point. So alam rafavim boim lo yizroig gnei v'sayg lechatzeri v'tiknei li gnei v'sayg. Look in Rashi. Zroig gnei v'lechatzeri b'shabbos. Vani etin lechamois, v'chein osa. Kone lekeach, zen is chayv misa. So in other words, the lekeach acquires it by the fact that it fell into his property, but in the meantime, so therefore the mechira is chal, but in the meantime, I'm chayv misa, because I did it through a maisa of chilo Shabbos, of haitzah mishus l'shus. So Gemara says, well, wait a second, come on, who does it follow? Kereb Akiva. The Omar, kluta kemisha hun chadamya. It must follow Rebbe Kiva, who says, Klute Kemishuncha. You know what Klute Kemishuncha is? You just learned in Daf Yomi. Klute Kemishuncha Dami means that if it falls within the confines of the Chatzar, so it's like it fell inside the Chatzar. It's like it made a Hanacha inside the Chatzar. Why? So the Gemara says, Klute Kemishuncha Dami. Dike Rabbanon, because people like the Rabbanon, Kiven de Matye le Chatzar Beisoy, Kone. And Linya Shabbos le Mechayev, Adamati Lava. Which means, if your kluta is lav kemishun chadami, so then, once it comes into the confines of my chatzar, then already, your chatzar, it belongs to you already. So the mechira was chal first. But if you hold Shabbos, you need a akira, you need a hanocha. So if your kluta lav kemishun chadami in Shabbos, so that means it's not, I'm not over the chil of Shabbos until it falls into the ground. So what came first? First came the mechira, then came the Chilo Shabbos. That's not Kam Levi Daminei. Such a case, you would be Chayv Dalvei. So the only case where you put the Dalvei is in a case where you hold Kluta Kemishun Chodami. So as soon as it entered the Chatzar, so then automatically it's already the Mechira Shal. And at that same point, when the Mechira Shal, at that same point, Kluta Kemishun Chodami, and it's already considered like it made a hanacha in the chatzar, that's the chilo Shabbos, and therefore it's come living dominate, and therefore the Gemara says, gone have a mach of a Shabbos, you'd be potter. That's the echatimsa that the Gemara says. Command Rebbe Kiva Dama Klut Kmi Shurga Dami. Nika Avon, Kiva Namati Lachatzar Beisvei Kona, Lein Shabbos Lein Chayva, Namati Lara. So Gemara says, that's not shver. Why? Because even according to Rabbanan, you can figure it out. Boimle, when he says, Leitikni Li Gineva Sayich, Atche Tanuach. When he says that, by the way, that since the Chilo Shabbos doesn't happen according to Rabbanon, who does not hold the Kluta Kemishun Chadami, so according to Rabbanon, the Chilo Shabbos doesn't happen until it falls onto the Chatzar. But you can say that we make up that the Mechira is not going to take place either, not once it reaches the confines of my Chatzar, but the Mechira is not going to take place until it falls to the ground. So even according to Rabbanon, you can find a Hechatim, so you can find a scenario whereby Gonav Amacha B'Shabbos is going to be Kim Levi D'Rabinei, which case, the case where you say that it's not going to be Koine, the Mechira is not going to take place until it actually reaches the ground, and at that point, there's a Hanach of Shabbos, and therefore there's the Mechira and the Chil of Shabbos at the same time, and therefore there's Gonav Amacha B'Shabbos, you're going to be Potter. Atkan the Gemara. Clear? David, following?
think so. Just the last part about the Rabbanon. I think it's the very last.
Let me explain you. According to the Rabbanon, so they don't hold clue to Kemishim Chodomim. That means that the Mechir is not Chal till when? Till it hits the ground. When is the Chil of Shabbos? As soon as it reaches the Chatzar. Because the Shabbos, yeah, I mean, sorry, no. Sorry. The Chil of Shabbos is not till when, sorry. The Chil of Shabbos, according to Rabbanon, Chil of Shabbos is not till when? Till it reaches the ground. But the Mechira is once it reaches the Chatzar, the Mechira reduces automatically Chal. Once it reaches my Avir, so then it's already considered a Kenyan. So therefore the Mechira happens first. So the Chil happens first, no problem with Chil of Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, I'm saying that the Mechira is not Chal until it actually reaches the ground. And then it both happens in the same case. So basically, Gemara says two things. According to the Rebbe Kiva, Kluta Kemishun Chodomi, as soon as it reaches the Avir, so it happens at the same time, and then it's Kimle de Laminei. According to Rabbanon, and Mechir is Nachal until it actually falls to the ground, and therefore, once it falls to the ground, at that point, you have the Mechir and the Chil Shabbos both at the same time. That's the Pshat of the Gemara, very simple. Let's do first the first Taisus, and then we'll do the second Taisus. So Taisus says, Kaman ke Rebbe Kiva, Doma kluta kemishu unchadami. So Taisa asks a question, wait a second. According to Rebbe Kiva, we said it's kimle b'drab minei. Let's analyze this together. Why according to Rebbe Kiva is it kimle b'drab minei? Because since Rebbe Kiva holds kluta kemishu unchadami, so that means as soon as it reaches the avir hechotzer, so for Hilcha Shabbos, it's like it made a mechira, it already came down, hanacha, and for mechira, it's ready mechira as soon as it hits the confines, so therefore, this kimle b'drab minei. So Teresa has a question, not really true. You know why? Because regarding Rishus of the Koine, correct? Right? So when do we say it enters the Rishus? Only if it goes within the confines of the walls of the Chatzar. Because my Rishus, only the height of the walls of the Chatzar. So it only becomes mine once it reaches the walls of the Chatzar. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it says, Kluta kebishun chadami, Rishus ha-yachid, Minatera Rishus Yachid goes all the way up to Shemayim. So therefore, before it reaches the walls, there's already a Chilul Shabbos. If you hold Kluta Kemishun Chodomi Kontra Rebbe Kiva. So why do you say it's Kamle B'drab Minei, Taisa says, it's not true. It already, as soon as it goes in the airspace, 100 feet up, it's already part of the Rishus Yachid, the Chilul Shabbos happens, and the Mechira doesn't happen until it reaches the walls. Right? Until it reaches the walls of the Chatzar. So the Chil of Shabbos happens first, and then it reaches the walls. That's not Kimle B'drab Minei, Taisa says. Look in Taisus. Bim Taima, the Rebbe Kiva Nami, Kiven the Motel Avir Chatzeroi, since it reaches the Avir, the air of the Chatzar. Chayiv Linyan Shabbos, why? Did the Shu say Yachid Oile? Ad L'Rakia, because the Shuch Yachid, we say, goes all the way up to the sky. Uleinian kinyan loikoni bavir adamati l'secha mechitzes. But nevertheless, the kinyan that is mine or that is yours only happens once it goes inside the walls. Kinemucha begitzen mazorik gabuna malavir melmato kivin shoti meshus agag megureshes umuki loka in shemchitzes taranei v'leliyanis. The Gemara and Gittin we just learned. So therefore, the kinyan doesn't happen until it reaches the walls. The Chil of Shabbos happens earlier. So that's a problem. That's not kimle b'daminei. So Taisa says, "Mishlem doch ayrish zog lechotzer derech Pesach uderech haloyin v'loy ma'al mechitza chotzer." In other words, you threw it the second it reached his property, the second it got over the walls. It wasn't like this. Look, if you have the walls over here and you threw it like this, so over here it's already Rishus Yachid, and here it's already Shabbos Chil of Shabbos, and here you have Rishus Yachid. It happened beforehand. Mashenga says, "Talking about you threw it through a window in the wall. So the second it crossed the window inside." The vicinity of the walls sits ready both together. That's Taisa's scenario. Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes and says, so what? I disagree on Taisa's. In other words, Taisa has a question that there's no Kamele B'Drab Minei in here. Why not, says Taisa's? Because when you throw it over the wall, you have the Chil of Shabbos right away. According to Rebbe Kiva, Kluta Kibishun Chodomi. So even if it's without reaching the confines of the walls, once it goes over the space, it's ready Chil of Shabbos. And the Mechira doesn't happen until it reaches the walls. So Taisa asks a question, that's the case, so why is it Kamle B'drab Minei? You're not Potter, according to Rebbe Kiva. Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes and says, not true. Kimle B'drab Minei is only not good if you first have the sale, the Mammon, and then you have the Chiyav Misa. Right? But if you have the chi of misa first, and then the mechira, then you can still say kim levida aminei. That's what the Meshidim Gresa says. The Meshidim Gresa, turn to number one on the sheet. Kemam ki Rebbe Kiva doma kluti kemishun chudomi, vim toimal le Rebbe Kiva nami, kivin namati lavi chatzeroi, kakosu b'taisvus. In other words, why does the Gemara say that it's kim levida rabbi minei? It's not true, because after all, first it hits. First, Yechayv Misa, because it's ready, Roshus Yachid, Klutik Bishuncha, and only then, you have a Chiyav Mammon. So there's no Kim Lev Laminei. Says the Shifu Metzis, V'nira Li, Kiven the Chiyav Misa, Asi, Koidem Chiyuv Tashlumin, since the Chiyav Misa happens before the Chiyav Mammon. Why? Because Chiyav Misa Shabbos happens as soon as it reaches the Avir Adla Shemayim. And the Chiyav Mammon only happens once it reaches the confines. Potter. You are still potter because of Kim Lev Laminei. In other words, Igmar says by Daf Chavez, by Isha Meshumayin, Isha Meshum Chitzay, Igmar says if you light the slave, Igmar says, and then the fire spreads, and then it rips apart, destroys all the goats and everything else. So Igmar says, you potter with Kimle Brahmane, says the Shita, Apapisha Nisrafu, Acham Misa Zevet, even though they got burnt after the slave got burnt. So therefore, why do you say it's come levid rabinei? After all, first came the chiyuv misa, then came the chiyuv mammon. It wasn't at the same time. Aval seki chiyuv tashlum mikayim lechiyuv musa, oz chayv l'shalim, kahid nizokim, midarag v'kayim l'shalim, nafz l'avishaz, nizur, etc., etc. Skip that. Aval kish chiyuv misa, last line, bof kaidem, kol hezek sheyaseh b'oysem locha, potur l'nishavuz l'mchayv. Which means that if the chiyuv misa happens first, we still say kam levid aminei. The only time we don't say kam levid aminei, according to the Shittim Gubetzes, if the chiyuv mammon happens first, you chayv to pay, then after the chayv misa, then there's no kam levid aminei. But if it happens at the same time, or the chiyuv misa happens first, we still say kam levid aminei. Taisus obviously argues on this. What's the machleik is dependent on? Pashup shat.
Killing an eved is a chiyuv misa?
Killing an eved is a chiyuv misa, yeah. Shleishim Shkolim. Shleishim Shkolim is if the Shur does it. Your Shur knocks the Eved. Uh-huh. But if you kill the Eved, you chayv misa. The Eved is like an Isha. Eved Kanaini. Okay, now, wait a second. Seth, what's the machleg is traces in the Shittim Kubetzes? Where the Kim Levid Rab Minei is only if it's at the same time, that's where Tais learns, but not after, not before. Now, like everybody agrees that the chiv moment comes first, and then chiv misa, you have to pay, no question about it. But the Shita says that if you first chayv misa, then even though the chiv moment happens afterwards, you still put the kam levid aminei. And therefore he says, what's the shiloh over here? That you're worried that maybe it comes over the chatzar, and therefore it's already chayv on Shabbos, klutik mishuncha, and the chiv moment doesn't happen until it falls inside the walls. So the Shita says, who cares? Once you chayv misa, you butter. Masha Ein Klein Tracer says, no. In our case, even though the chiv misa happened first, that's going to be not going to be potter kim levid aminei. What's the machleik dependent on? Poshim shat.
I understand kim
levid aminei. Right. Is kim levid aminei a din in the... What?
Is it the one punishment covers everything, or is it...
Is it a din on the bezdin that you can't punish him for two things? Or is it a din on the maisa? The one maisa cannot have two punishments. If it's a din on the maisa, so then he's right. It's a din on the maisa, so it depends. Only if it's at the same time. If it happened before, it happened afterwards, there's no kim levid aminei. That's where Tais learns. Mashenk and the Shittim Gresa learns, the kim levid aminei is on the person. Bezin cannot punish the person. Once you chayv misa, you already chayv the big punishment. You can't make him chayv a small punishment. And that's part of pshat, the machleik between Taisus and the Shittim Kubetzes. The pro, what? Right. If it happens afterwards, because if you hold on the person, then the person is a chayv misa. You can't give him two punishments. Imagine if you hold that one maisa cannot have two chiyuvim, so it's only if it's the same maisa. If it's before, it happens afterwards, Tais is right, there's no kim levid aminei. The problem with this, it's a nice shot, the problem is that nobody can really argue on that Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Chavez, and Tais himself learns like that in the Gemara, seems to learn that everybody agrees that if you light the Evet first, and then the fire spreads, then everybody says you're putter and everything else. And the shaila is why? If Tosfos over here says that there is no kim levid aminei in our case, why? Even though the chiyuv Shabbos happens first, and then afterwards the Chiv Mis happens first, and then the Chiv Mamon happens. And Taisa says there's no Kimle B'damine, so why then over there does Taisa agree that if you kill the Evet and then everything else happens afterwards, you're going to be plotted because of Kimle B'damine? In other words, Taisa does not consistent the way he learns himself. The Blachim asked the question number 2b. V'inei b'Taisa le'elcha bezen veiz v'ayag di kafus mevur kediv reashitim gubetzes. Even though the goat got burnt after the Evet died already, why? Since you consider one action, you're potter already. So what's Taisa asking about our question, our case? Then once it falls inside the area, it's already chayv misa, and that came first, and it's akam lebe amenei. In other words, how do you fit Taisa the Shitase? It doesn't seem to fit. We're going to get to that at all at the end of the shir. Just wanted to start up with some interesting question. Now let's go to the main part, which is the next Taisa. The next Taisa says the following. You have to concentrate over here. Again, Taisa has, so the Gemara wants to say, let's go back to the Gemara. So Gemara wants to say that over here, we say that you have kam lebed raminei according to Rabbi Kiva. Why according to Rabbi Kiva do you have kam lebed raminei? Because since it falls within the confines, at least according to Tosfos, it falls directly within the confines of the walls. So therefore, the chiyuv mamon, the mechira happens when? As soon as it goes inside the walls. And the chiyuv chilul Shabbos happens when? Also right away, according to Rabbi Kiva, klutik mishum chadami. So as soon as it hits inside the walls, you have both. You have the Chiyuv Misa of Klutik Mishun Chadami of Chilul Shabbos, and you have the Mechira happening at this time. So therefore, God of Mechav Shabbos is going to be Potter. However, according to the Rabbanon, who don't say Klutik Mishun Chadami, so therefore, the Chilul Shabbos only happens afterwards, once it falls to the ground. And the Chiyuv Mechira is immediately as it goes inside the walls. So therefore, the moment happens first, the Mechira is first, then comes the Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, such a case, you would have to pay. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara will say, according to Rabbanon, we're also talking about, then the Mechira doesn't happen until after it hits the ground. So Taisa asks the question, that's not really true. Why? Why, according to Rabbanon, you have to give such a scenario? There's a concept in Halacha, which is called Akira Tzorech Hanocha. What is this concept in the Gemara? Let's see Taisa's. Which means that according to the Rabbanon, not according to Rabbi Kiva, but according to Rabbanon, the Chiyuv Shabbos doesn't happen when? Until after it hits the ground, so therefore the Mechira happens first. And then comes the Chilul Shabbos. Bim Taima, so Taisa asks a question. Kivin Shakinyan Ba, Bein Akira Lahanacha. Which means, since the Kinyan, which Kinyan? The Mechira happens when? Between the Akira and the Hanacha, which means, Chilul Shabbos is what? Haitzah Mishus Lishus. What does it mean, Haitzah Mishus Lishus? You pick it up in one Rishus, you throw it, and it falls in the other Rishus. So the Gemara says, there's an Akira, and there's a Hanacha, which means, you pick it up in one place, and it falls in the other place. Now, right? According to Rabbanon, you don't say Klutik Mishun Chadami. So therefore, the Chilul Shabbos happens only at the time of the Hanacha, when it falls down. But nevertheless, Taisa says, the Mechira takes place between the Akira and the Hanacha. So the Gemara says in Ksuvis that Akira, Rabban says, Akira Tzorech Hanacha, which means, if a Mechira, something happens between the Akira and the Hanacha, since the Akira is part of the Hanacha, you need the Akira in order to have the Hanacha, all that is part of the Chilul Shabbos. So anything that you do in that time frame is going to be part of Kam Lebed Abinei. The Gemara gives a classic example. The Gemara says, if a person Zorak Chetz B'Shabbos, B'Dalet Amis B'Shus Rabin, which means, you threw an arrow, 4 Amis in B'Shus Rabin, V'Kora Shirayin Bahali Chosoi, and as you're passing Dalet Amis in B'Shus Rabin, it rips apart somebody's silk, garment, scarf, hanging on the clothesline. So Gemara says you're potter. Why? Because come leave it out me. So Gemara says why? After all, the Chilul Shabbos doesn't happen until after the Hanacha happens. So Rabbi says Akira Tzorech Hanacha, which means that since the Akira is part of the Chilul Shabbos and the Hanacha is the final part, So anything which happens in between is all part of the Chil Shabbos, and therefore any Meiser moment you're going to do, you're going to be possible because of Kamei Laminei. So Tosfos asks the question that you're right, according to the Chachamim, we don't say Kluta Kibishu Mechadami, and therefore, you only Chayiv Chil Shabbos, only when it falls on the ground. But wait a second, the Mechira happens between the Akira and the Anocha. And since we call the Akira Tzorech Anocha, so that's Kamei Laminei. That says Kasha, Bam Kasha. Look at Tosfos. Nimtaima, kivin shakinyin bo, bein akira la anocha, islam le meymar, kom le vid rabbi minei, kilamrinim reish el nairis. Dom Rabbabin says, zorak chetz mitchilas dalet, le soiv dalet, if you threw an arrow from the beginning of dal amas, and it traveled for amas, the korashirayin bali chosoi, and it ripped apart silk, as it's traveling, potter. Why? Akira tzerech anocha hu. So therefore, in our case as well, it should say Akira Tzerech Hanocha, and you should be Potter Kamei Laminei. What was that?
It comes at the same time.
Comes at the same time. Wait, slow down. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz he gives that, well, Tosfos, not so simple, because Rabbeinu Tam learns, there's another Gemara, the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara talks about, that when you are Menasech Yad Chaveiroi, which means you take somebody else's wine, and you Menasech it for Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara wants to say, there's Kim Levi Laminei. Why? Because Igmar says, why is it Kamei Laminei? After all, you stole it first, and then you did Avodah Zarah. So Igmar says, Hadba Tzorech Nitzachu, which means that when you picked up the wine, from the stole it from the friend, so that was part of the Nitzach, and therefore it's all one thing. So Igmar says that Rabbi Yirmi over there holds, you don't hold Hadba Tzorech Nitzach. So Tosfos wants to say that even though Rabbi Abin holds Akira Tzorech Anocha, but Rabbi Yirmi does not hold Akira Tzorech Anocha, and therefore our Gemara follows Rabbi Yirmi. That's one tense of Tosfos. The other tense of Tosfos says, you're right, I could have given the answer of Akira Tzorech Anocha, but we want to give a different teretz, and therefore we gave the other teretz that the Mechira is not valid until at the time of the Anocha. But basically, if you hold like Rabbi Abin, Akira Tzorech Anocha, Tosfos doesn't really have a good answer. He says, you're right, then you don't have to come onto the Hechatimtzer of what? That the Mechira doesn't happen until the time of the Anocha. Why? Because if you hold Akira Tzorech Anocha, really, there's no answer. It's all considered one Maisa, and it's Kamei Levi Laminei. That is the way Tosfos said. Look at Tosfos. Lefi Mashafasha Ben Tam, the Yeshel Nitzach B'Lagbo, Rabbi Yirmi D'Omar, Banizokin, Gabnas B'Shas Hagbo, Konim B'Shayim Nam Shalav, Shas Nitzach, Lesley Hagbo Tzorech Nitzach, Hu Adin, the Lesley Akira Tzorech Anocha, Ose Shapir. The Boruch Liv, the Rabbi Yirmi. V'nir El Rida, Avmot Lishmi, the Akira Tzorech Anocha, El Dibra Makshon, Tzorech Yisrael, Tam Tzechos, Leim Shkach, Le Shabbo, Yim, Le Tzik, Nim, Zechat, Shat Nuach. Which means, we want to give a different teretz. But basically, both in teretz number one and teretz number two of Tosfos really says that if you hold Akira Tzorech Anocha, if you hold, in other words, that if you point and throw an arrow and it's ripped apart silk along the way, so in such a case, you potter from the silk. Why? Because it's all considered one meiser, Akira Tzorech Anocha. So in our case as well, that even though we say the Chil Shabbos doesn't happen until Kuhuncha, until the Anocha, but since in the middle between the Akira and the Anocha, that's when the Mechira takes place, so that's Kim Levi Laminei, just like when you rip the silk between Akira and Anocha, so to avir, you make the Mechira between Akira and Anocha, and there is no different reason to, you don't have to come onto the teretz of the Gemara, that the Mechira doesn't happen until after the Anocha. Is that clear? Okay. Comes along the Shah Melech, and all the Achronim, they ask a question on the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam paskens Akira Tzorech Anocha, Korashirayin Balichosvay, the Rambam says, you are potter, because Akira Tzorech Anocha. And the Rambam also says, Gonav u'mochar b'Shabbos. You're only potter if you say that the Mechira is not happening until after it falls to the ground. So why does Rambam have to learn both things? That's the question they ask in Rambam. Yes, I knew you'd come with an answer. That person wants to ask the question. Yeah, we'll see the Rambam inside in a minute. Yeah.
And how is that different than Kluta Kamisha
Ukadami
and Akira
Tzorech Anocha?
You're saying
Rabbanah
holding
like Rabbi
Akiva in a case of
Kimchi?
No.
Wait. There's two separate halachas. Kluta Kamisha Ukadami, Akira Tzorech Anocha is only specifically regarding Kimlev Dramine. It's considered one Meister, yeah. Akira Tzorech Anocha, the only Gemara only says it for Kimlev Dramine. Kluta Kamisha Ukadami has other things also. Kluta Kamisha Ukadami is for Gittin, right? Oh no, for Chil Shabbos.
No, it's just by But let's just leave it to Chilul Shabbos. What matters in Nafkamina is there? I mean, other than the case of kindling, what else does it matter? Because it has to fall, so you're going to be
Mechala. Correct. So one case is this case. Where does Gemara say Kluz Kumishun Chodom in Gittin?
The
Gemara quotes it. I know. No, where's the Gemara say Kluz Kumishun Chodom? No. And the Gemara only talks about it on Kimle Vidramine?
It's
got to be on the case of Kluz Kumishun Chodom. Look it up. Don't know. Okay, fine. So let's see the Rambam side. You understand the question of Rambam?
Yeah.
You look at the Rambam over here, number very beautiful Rambam number 3. So Ketzah, the Gemara says, let's see the Rambam inside, page 3. Kvabiano bihochas nairosh kol oisa averoshesh b'avon misa bezdin v'tashlumin m'sham tishari shoygek. The Rambam starts with the halachas. Wait, slow down. We'll see what the difference is. The Zik and Mechir are different. Maybe Dal Damas and Rishus are different. We're going to see the difference. Okay, slow down. Got to be the answer somewhere. We're going to get to the answer. So the Rambam said like this. So first it starts with Kimrei B'Raminei. So the Rambam says, number base, Ketzat. What's a classic case of Kimrei B'Raminei on Shabbos? Zorak Chetz B'Shabbos. Mitchilas Alba. L'Soif Alba. If you throw an arrow from the beginning of Dal Amos to the end of four Amos, the Korah Beget Chaveira Balichosoi, and it rips Shirayim, it rips somebody else's clothing as it's traveling, or you burn down somebody else's haystack on Shabbos, Kimle Ramine. Or she got up kids for Shabbos, like Megara, Shev, Simishu, Ram, etc. Shareze, Potem, et Ashlumin, she is a Shabbos, Vesu, Gnev, Vesik, Boim, Kechot. So the Ramon clearly says, is Zorah Kret, Shabbos, Mitchilas, you know what, we didn't do the Gemara, I forgot. Let's do the Gemara quickly in Ksubis, just to see the Gemara in Ksubis. I see the Gemara in Ksubis inside, I went through it outside, but just quickly out, inside, sorry, number 3, on the second page. Gufa, Amar Rav Chisda, Moide Reb Nechunye Ben Akone, Begoynef Chelboi Shel Chaveiroi, if you steal somebody else's chelev, V'ochloi, and then you ate it, Shu Chayev, then you're Chayev. There's no Kimle B'Raminei, why? Shekvan is Chayev V'Gneve, Kodom Sheyovo Lide Isha Chelev. Because first you stole it, and afterwards you ate it. So even though you're going to be Chayev Misa, because you ate the chelev, but it happened after you stole it, so there's no Kimle B'Raminei. So Gemara says, "Lema pligi de Rababin." Say you argue with Rababin. Why? Dom Rababin Alam says, "Hazoyrik chetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba." If you throw an arrow from the beginning of the Alamus and the end of four Alamus, the korah shirayin balichosoy, and it rips apart a hezek along the way. Potter, why? Shakira tzerech hanochi, because we say that the akira, meaning throwing the arrow, is part of the hanocha. So therefore we say it's all Kamli B'Ramine. So yes, Akasha, Hochanami, Hagbo, Tzorech Achilehi. Say, when you stole the chelev from the friend, you have to pick up the chelev in order to eat it. So the Hagbo, Tzorech Achilehi. So when you ate it at the end, in other words, when you stole it, it was all during the time of the mice of eating it. Because the mice of eating is not just eating it, you need to pick it up in order to eat it. So Hagbo, Tzorech Achilehi, just like Akira Tzerech Hanocha, and just like we say that when you cause damage in between your potter because of Kimle Ramine, so to over here. When I stole it in between, I should be potter because of Kimle Ramine. You hear Gemara's question? David, you following Gemara's question? You know, if you say Akira Tzerech Hanocha, which means that the Chilul Shabbos starts from the beginning, all anything in between is Kimle Ramine, so to over here. Hadba Tzerech Achilev. The Issa Achilas Chilev is not just eating it. When I pick it up, I have to eat it. I need to pick it up in order to eat it. So the chilul, the maisa misa is all the time. And the stealing it happened in between. It should be potter. So Gemara says, Hoch yashta. Hotsa mi yashta nocha b'kira. Hoch yashta l'achila b'l'agba. That's exactly Gemara's terms. That over here, you can do a hanocha without akira. Here, you can actually eat it without picking it up. Because you can actually bend down without having to pick it up. Because it's not part of it. Giboy gochin v'achil. Inami, another answer. Hotsam iboy lahadure loy motzi mahadalah. Over there, if you want to stop, you cannot stop. Which means, when you throw the arrow, once you want to stop in the middle, you can't stop. So it's all considered one action. Hacha motzi mahadalah. Over here, you actually could stop it. Why? Because you picked it up, you don't have to eat it. So the agbah is not part of the achil. Look at Rashi. Loy motzi lahadure, mishazak as a chetz. When you throw the arrow, Hilkoch bishas akira soifo likroy la shirayim. The akira is part of the hanocha vis-a-vis the Shiraim as well. We're going to get to Nachum soon. And I'm busy with that. Rashi, was Rashi one over here? Very complicated what Rashi is saying. But okay, it's all considered one action. The Gemara says, "Ma'ikib ben Haylish Nahilishna, ikbenai ha'mavisak mishuzav mikol Shiraim belechotzay." Another Nachkamini Gemara says is, let's say, not that you throw an arrow, but you carry life on Shabbos into Rishus Rabin. And as you're carrying it, you're ripping somebody else's, somebody else's clothing. So if you hold Akira Tzorech Hanocha, over here also, the Akira Tzorech Hanocha, you pick it up, and then you put it down. So the carrying it is part of it. If you tell me the difference is because you need one for the other, over here you also need one for the other. Maybe you tell me the Svari is because you can stop in the middle, here you can also stop in the middle, and therefore you would be chayv in such a case. There's no tour of Kimri Ramine. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Rambam, passing back the Gemara. Let's see the Rambam again, sorry. Beis. Ketzat. Zorakhet b'Shabbos. Mitchilas arba l'seif arba. If you throw an arrow on Shabbos from the beginning of four Amos to the end of four Amos, v'kora beget chaveira balichosoi, and you rip somebody's clothing along the way, so you potter. Why? Because of Kimri b'Ramine. The Rambam clearly paskins, like a Babin, that Akira Tzorech Hanocha. By the way, does the Rambam paskin that Akira Tzorech Hanocha because you need one without the other? Or the Rambam paskins Akira Tzorech Hanocha because you cannot stop in between? Which way does the Rambam paskin? The two pshatim in the Gemara, remember? Why is Akira Tzorech Hanocha? Is it because you cannot stop in between? Or because you need one in order to do the other? Seth, which is the Rambam paskin?
You can tell.
You could tell. Yes. Because the Rambam should have said the other case, that if you're carrying it, the Rambam said, Zerichet b'Shabbos, Oy hamavir sakin b'Shabbos, and you cut somebody's. Since the Rambam does not say that case, clearly holds that case is not Akira Tzorech Hanocha, because you can stop in between. So the Rambam holds like a second time, which makes the most sense anyway, that Akira Tzorech Hanocha, why? Because once you start the arrow, it doesn't stop. So therefore it's all considered one action, and therefore come lebed amine. Very good. Beautiful. The problem is the Rambam says in number hey, Gonav u'mochar b'Shabbos. If you steal and you steal on Shabbos, oy shemochal avayizora chayav l'sham tashlum avocha misha. Why? She'ein b'chir m'chir misa. Because there's no kimei v'ramine. Correct? M'chir, there's no chir misa. There's no problem. Says Rambam, v'imnas is melacha b'Shabbos. Be'is ha'mechira. If the time of the sale, the melacha was done, the chil Shabbos is coinciding with the sale. Potem tashlum avocha misha. Ketzat. Then when you tell him the sale is only valid after it falls on the ground. Why? Because the chilul Shabbos happens when it falls to the ground, and the mechira happens when it falls to the ground, because you told him it's only happened when it falls to the ground. That is Tosfos Teretz, that's the Gemara's Teretz, according to Rabbanon, that klutz lav k'mishum chadami. Question is, that if the Rambam says that Akira Tzorech Hanocha, that means from beginning till the end, is all considered one Maisa, since it's all considered one Maisa, why do you have to say that it's only the Mechir only happens at the end, even if the Mechir happens right away? But it happened between the Akira and Hanocha, according to Tosfos, you should be possible because of Kimli Ramine, what's trapped in the Rambam? This question is asked by the Shah Melech, by many, many Acharonim ask the question in the Rambam. So what's the difference? So basically the question is, in the Rambam, is what's the difference between the Gemara that everybody agrees to, that when you throw an arrow and it travels four Amos, and along the way it rips clothing to shreds, we say Akira Tzorech Hanocha, and it's all considered one Maisa, and if the moment happens in between, it's all Kom Lebed Raminei Yupater, vis-a-vis the case where I throw something to somebody else's shoes. Again, there's Akira and there's Hanocha. The Hanocha only happens at the end when it falls into the other person's ground, because Kluta Lavka Mishun Chodami. But nevertheless, in between, the Mechira happens when it falls in the Chotzer, into the Aviyah Chotzer. We should say the same thing. Akira Tzorech Hanocha, and you should be Potter. Why does the Rambam not learn like that? What's not in the Rambam? So there's two big answers given. One is given by Chaim. Nobody understands what he says. And there's another shot. Chaim says, Seth, what do you recommend the difference is?
The point is Zikin.
I'm afraid if you say it, you can give it away to Shiva. No, but go ahead. No, go ahead. No. Let's hear it.
That point is Zikin, it's easier to say that it's all one act.
Why?
Because when you shoot the arrow, right? So at the same time, so yes, it inevitably has to land. right? So you can really forecast the Feel of Shabbos. And then Ezekiel, if this is all happening at one time, here by Bechira, so you're now setting different parameters.
Why?
Because you're arbitrarily deciding.
Oh, you're saying like you're more Machi Mahadale. Then you can go back. Yeah, so the Evan also, that's the third shot. So like that, we're going to get that in a minute. Okay, before we get to that. But you didn't get to the last shares, I'm surprised, but you'll get to the last shares soon. Okay, soon. Slow down. So Chaim wants to say, there's a big difference between Korah Shirai and Zorah Chetz, Dalad Amis, is only talking about Dalad Amis. Why? Says Reb Chaim, because Dalad Amis, the Akira, and the Hanocha, and everything in between, is all part of the Maisa Chilo Shabbos. Chilo Shabbos is Akira, Hanocha, and traveling Dalad Amis b'Shus Rabbim. Therefore, if during the Dalad Amis it ripped apart a shred, something else, that's Kam Lebi Ramine. Masha'en Kein, Hoitzom b'Shus l'Shus, you need the Akira, you need the Hanocha, and you need it to travel, because that's a Hechatimtza to get to the Hanocha. But that's not part of the Chilo Shabbos. The Chilo Shabbos is the Akira and the Hanocha, but not the in-between. That's a hechatimse to get to the hanacha. Therefore, the chilush happens, mechira happens on that time. It's before the hanacha, correct? It's in between, but it's not at the same time. Kimle v'lamine is only at the same time. That's what the Chaim seems to say. It's very difficult to understand what he means because the Chaim himself asks questions on it and he goes away from it. But they all hopped on to this terrorism crime. Let's see inside over here. Evan Ozo asked a question. Number 3A. Our question. Who's that? Chaim Soloveitchik. The whole four Amos is part of the Chiyuv. V'lechein miftem mishum kamleiv l'aminei. B'zvik ashirayim ba'alot, b'zvik ashirayim ba'alichosei. Avol b'moitzi mish l'shus. Ein ike gom me'achiyuv, ela ha'tzor mishus l'shus. Ve'ein echayev ela ba'kira v'anocha, ve'heim atzmam gom me'achiyuv. Which means the Chiyuv is just the Kira and the Anocha. Avol ma'de nigmura ha'mechira, mechimote la'avich ha'tzeroi, the fact that the Mechira happens once it goes into the shus in between, zuarega einem meikur gar me'achiyuv. That's not part of the chilul Shabbos. The chilul Shabbos is the akira and the anocha, not in between. Lachain, leidami, etc., etc. And that's the charity he wants to give. Now it's very hard to understand because the Gemara and Tosfos they compare akira terach anocha with the case of hadba terach achila. Clearly, the in between is not part of the ma'aseh avera. Okay, so Chaim, I know, so Chaim says that that's good for the Gemara's parents and all that. She's busy with all that. So he asks a question, he has another question that Gemara talks about in Shabbos, when you carry from one place to another place, derech kamlis, and Gemara wants to compare that to Dalad Amos. So he shows from over there that Dalad Amos Shus Rabbim is also not the thing between, it's just the beginning and the end. Okay, he has different questions, I'm not going to go to that. Fine. That's one answer that's been given, and they have trouble with that answer. Again, the difference is between Dalad Amos, which is the case of the Gemara, and our case, Mirshus Lishus. That's the difference they want to say. Understand the difference? Mr. Tudov, you understand the difference? Dal Damas, the whole thing is one Maiseis Shabbos. Mashenk, in our case, Mirshus Lishus, is Akir and Anocha. That's one answer that's been given, and they have questions on it. The Meiri asked, seems to preempt the Rambam. The Meiri asked Tosfos question. The wait a second, the Meiri says, the why do you have to say koin to Rabbanon? Kluta who doesn't hold Kluta Kmishul Chedomi. You have to say falls on the ground. And only Mechira only happens when it's falling on the ground. After all, Akira Terach Hanocha. So the Meiri answers, like Seth wants to say. Look in the Meiri, the last line. Ve'enoim u'mizu Akira Terach Hanochi, k'mo yishom u'zeri chet mitchila abo l'soif abo. The second to last line, v'kor v'shirayim v'alachosa, shabotur, says the Meiri, the third to last line, she'en oimim kein, ela l'nizokin. Aval le'inyan mechira loy. What does that mean? What does that mean? That we only say kim le'bid rabminei in the case of it happens in between, only by Nezikin, but not by Mechira. Well, he's obviously, the Rambam has to follow that Shita, right? Because the Rambam says, we say Zog Lechetz, Kovash Rain by Nezikin, Kimlin Amine, but our case of Mechira, no, he has to come up to a different teretz. The Rambam is obviously following the Miri. What's the pshat like this? So one teretz you want to give, Rav Nachman is busy with that, the first teretz, and I saw the Issa Zalman also said the same thing in Evan Ozel, what Seth wanted to say. He said, remember the Gemara, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Zorak Dechetz Medal Damas, Vishus Rabbim, Vikora Shirain Bali Chosoi. So Gemara says, Akira Tzorach Hanocha, right? So Gemara says, well, why is Akira Tzorach Hanocha? So Gemara says, there's two terutim. Either you need one for the other, or once you started it, right, you cannot stop it. So Rashi says, once you started it, you cannot stop it, not just for Shabbos, but once I started throwing the arrow, I cannot stop it. It's going to rip apart the silk along the way. So why is Rashi saying that it's one action, not just for Hilchas Shabbos, but for Hilchas Chiyuv Mamon as well? Why does Rashi have to say that? So Nachum is busy with that. Says, why does Rashi want with that? So he says, because the whole concept of Kamle B'Ravmine is like we said before, that one Maisa cannot be Chayev two things. One Maisa cannot make me chayev misa and make me chayev money. One maisa cannot be chayev, cannot make me chayev two different chiyuvim. One misa and one mamin. If the same maisa is mechayev both, that cannot be. That's kamle b'rab minei. Right? That's where you learn it. So he says, and therefore Rashi wants to say that zorak chetz, the korish rayim bali chosoy, the same thing that when I pick it up, when I throw the arrow, that maisa is going to cause the chilul Shabbos. That mitzvah is also going to cause the ripping of the silk. So it's the same mitzvah that inevitably is causing both. That's kamele b'rab minei. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. That's what Nachum Svar. It makes a lot of sense. Therefore the Gemara says that if I can stop the mitzvah in between, then it's not one mitzvah that's causing both. Says it's a Zalman of Nachum, when it comes to mechira, I can always stop in between, change my mind, Mechira's bottle, I'm chayzer from the Mechira, you need me to have my das and to agree that the Mechira should be chal. So therefore, it's not the same mindset by Chilul Shabbos and by Nizikin, so it's not dependent on my das. That same mindset causes both things, and therefore, it's considered kamele b'rab minei. Mashenkin by Mechira, since it's always need my das, if I say, I'm chayzer, so therefore, it's like Gemara says, "Iboy la adure," and therefore there's no kimle b'damine. That's the first terrace of Issa Zalman. Yes.
But we can say even more fundamental.
Wait. Before we get, that's the second terrace. I didn't get to in a minute. That's the second terrace. He actually, Issa Zalman gives two terutzim, and he says they're really both the same. One is more fundamental than the other. Let's go for the less fundamental. Let's read inside. Turn to page 4, the top. Reb Nachum brings it down. Va'ayin berashi shom divra masa loy bati la adure shekasav. Then you cannot go back in it. Right? That's what Rashi says. That once you throw the arrow, it's not just to cause the Chil Shabbos, but it's going to rip the things as well. Why does Rashi say that? It's not enough that Akira Tzorach Hanocha for the Chil Shabbos, it's all one thing. In other words, we only say that you cannot retract, not just for Chilul Shabbos, but for the Maisa Nizikin. It's inevitable. That's what Rashi says. That from the time I start throwing the arrow, it's going to rip to shred the pieces. What's the Svar? The Ika Svar, the Akir Tzorach Hanocha, who rak the Dainin, Shahamaisa Mechayev, that we say that the Maisa, which is causing me the Chilul Shabbos, who call Maisa Azlika Meikara, the entire action from the beginning is considered the Maisa that's going to make me Chayev Misa on Shabbos. Upotter, Mishum Shi'ef Shalachayev Beis Chiyuvim on Maisa Echot. Umayi Taim Elamifka, Rak Echad Akir Tzorach Hanocha, Gam Linyan Achiv Momen. The Choshir, Gam Achiv Momen, who are Maisa Azlika Meikara, V'yef Shalachayev Beis Chiyuvim on Maisa Echot. In other words, when do I say it's considered one Maisa? If it's one Maisa, both for the Chiyuv Misa and for the Chiyuv Mamon. says in number 5a, Ulufiza Nimsa, the listener basra loishna besugya, a listener basra loishna besugya kira tsachanacha, the Indian hamamun, because when it comes to money, not by nizikin, but in a case of money where you want to make the sale, motse lahadura, you can retract, af laacha shazarak, yochalagan va moicha, lachzaboy lavasa zamachira. So he says, since the Rambam Paskins like listener basra, because Ram doesn't say a mavi sakin b'shus rabim, but Zohar can't b'shus rabim. So the Ram holds like Mishnah Basra. So the Ram says, wait a second, that's only a good svara by nizikin with automatic. Mashen came by mechira, since he can always retract even after he throws it before it goes into the chaser, he can retract from it. So it's not one maisa that does inevitably both things, and therefore the svara of Akilah Tzachanachah doesn't apply. Akilah Tzachanachah is only even Lay Mati Nadure. You cannot retract both for Misa and for Mammon. That's what Rashi says. Korashirayin. Once I throw the arrow, it's already about to knock, destroy the silk. So it's one Misa. So that's only if it's inevitable and it's, I cannot retract. Mashayin came for Mechira. Since I can always retract from the Mechira the last moment, because you need my Das. So you don't have one Maisa doing both things, and therefore there's no Akilah Tzachanachah by Mechira, and therefore Rambam says, come on, to a new case where the Mechira is only Chal once it falls to the ground. That's the basic pshat. Comes along with Nachum, and I said the other one says even better, there's a more fundamental difference between Mechira and Ezekin. What is it?
No, no. Yisrael. Well, the first part I think would be the same. That
it's depends on the Maisa, correct. But what's the Svara?
But by Mechira, you can't objectively say this is a Maisa Mechira. You just happen to set it up that in this case, when it hits the
ground. What's the Svara? What's the Svara? He said like this. You're hitting the right point, explaining it better. He says, by Nezikin, correct? By Nezikin, the Zrika, the whole thing, is part of the Maisa Nezikin, right? Because in order for it to destroy it, it has to have the Akira and the Hanocha. That's all part of the Maisa Nezikin. By Mechira, what's the Maisa Mechira? The traveling or the landing in my Chatzar? Therefore, the Akira is not part of the Maisa Mechira. So beautiful, so correct. Look the way he says it. Number 7 says it very clear. V'nira bepasus, she b'mechira, ein ha-maisa zrika chelik ma'kinyin klal. Sha'afilu b'gavne d'nofa l'chatzera me'atzmai. If it would fall inside my chatzar by itself without me throwing it, or al yedei koif, or monkey threw it in, nami koni. V'in kein, lo shayich kan, din kam levraminei. Shedavke im ha-maisa, same tzvara, im ha-maisa mechayev misa, mechayev mamen. Kim levramin means that the Maisa which causes the Misa, my Maisa, causes them. Aval kan de Mechira, ein a Maisa Mechayim ha Mechira klal. In other words, the Mechira is not my Maisa Zrika, the Mechira is that it falls into the ground. The Zrika is just a chetimtze that it should fall into my ground. The Nachum says even better. Look at number 6a. Number 6 and 6a. Umishimachi le mahani achtayim dakir tzach noch le poitroi rakeche digam achi vomen hu ala maise zrike. Kmoi bezoik chetz oi vemade sakin bekore shirin ba alichon sepoto. Why? Because why when I cause damage, so the akira and the anocha is all part of the maise zrike which is going to cause an izikin, the chi of vomen is the entire thing. 6a. Ulefiza nicha de besugin gabi chiyuva de mechira de gemara gonad mocha b'shabas, our case, Hachiyuv mamen einoi al ha-maisa zrika, ela al ma'ashe koina ala deshemunach b'seir chatzira v'nasa mechira. In other words, it's not the maisa zrika that's mechira, the mechira is the fact that it's in my ground. And therefore you can't say kamli v'nam. If you go with the svar of Rashi, that kamli v'nam means one maisa cannot be mechayev two things, okay, the maisa chilu Shabbos is the Maisa Zrika, Dakir and Anocha, but the Maisa Mechira, the Mammon, is not Dakir and Anocha. The Zrika is not part of the Maisa Mechira. The fact is, it fell on my ground. It's just a way to get it into my property. The Kinyan is done. The fact is, it's in my property. Not the fact that it's thrown. So therefore, that's not the same Svara. It's not happening at the same time. It's not coming with Amine. By the way, this is Amma says, first stop first. And then he says, if I go to the side of the thing, the side HaDavar is, not that the fact that I can retract in between means to say that the Mechira doesn't happen till the end, to the fact that it's in my rishus. And therefore, the ma'isa is not part of the kumei lamine, and therefore, Teisa Kasha doesn't start after the kara. Teisa has a question. Then wait a second. According to Rabbanon, what do you mean? It should be kumei lamine, because akira tzerach hanocha. According to Rambam, has nothing to do with akira tzerach hanocha. Why? Because the kinyan is the fact that it's in my property, not the akira hanocha, so there's no kumei lamine. Beautiful, very correct. Then he says, he wants to say, in 7a, he wants to say, but what's the Gemara's teretz at the end? Tosfos teretz. So Tosfos teretz says, you're right. There is no kim lo b'namine. Why? Because the two separate things. One is the ma'isa that it's, the mechira is, one is, the chilul Shabbos is the zrika, the akira na'anocha, ma'shein kin, the what's the name, the mechira is only when it's in my property. Correct? So Tosfos wants to say, but according to the Rabbanon, where the mechira doesn't happen until the end, then it is considered kimle v'amine. He says, you know why? Because even though there's two separate mices, one is the mices rika and the other is property, but they both happen the exact same time. So that's kimle v'amine, not on the mice, but on the gavra, on the person. The person's happening to him exact same time, two things. Boom. That's Kim Levit Amni. That's his second word. That's Tesis Terence at the end. Why, according to Rav Mamon, this Kim Levit Amni, even there's two separate mices. One is a mices Lika, the other one affects my property. Says the way he explains it, this is Chosid.
No,
from
I say Akira's Tarafana makes it, I would say the other way. Akira's Tarafana makes it into one mice.
Which one?
Akira's Tarafana, the Shita Rabban.
Yeah, but if
they
you say.
They don't include Kimishun
Chadam. So therefore what? So therefore, everything is only the Hanukkah. Just the Hanukkah. I know, but just the Hanukkah. I know. I understand that.
You need that in order to come
on. So you're saying it's just the Hanukkah, but here's the Zrika, and here's the fact that it's in my Rishus.
No, but if you say.
Meaning, by Mechira, you don't need the Hanukkah. You just need it in my Rishus. You don't need the throwing.
No, it's not the case that it's only when it lands.
I know.
I
understand they set up in such a way. Okay, so why is it Kim Levin? One is the Maisa Zrika, and the other one is the fact that my property.
Because of
Akir Tzerach means it's one thing, and it's just Da'an
Nocha? No, it includes the Zrika, otherwise it's no Chilul Shabbos.
I understand, so it includes the Zrika, so it's not one Maisa. But the Chilul Shabbos is the whole throwing it.
Right.
And the Mechira is the final result that's in my property. So where's the Kim Levin? That's exactly what happened with Teretz. So what's the Teretz? So why is that? So who cares what happens at the end? That's the mechira. So it's still two separate things. So look, we explained that. I think I like it. Pshat 7a. Umutamas tagmora shemayri shomer letigni lichot rachat tenuach. The kavanah tagmora shagam she'ein a meisim mechayim bezachiyuvim mikom ukomfortu. Why? Mishum sheshnei achiyuvim tzrochim lochul bechados man. Because they're happening the exact same time. Umavur beksu b'sayim tavnamet the ochal trumus atmai b'meizit v'shova kelim shapoter. Which means while you're eating Truma, right? You're eating truma, and you destroy somebody else's property, you're potter, even though there's two separate mices. Mishum kim le'lavinei. Hagam she'achiyuvim boim v'shnei maisim nifrodim. Two separate actions. One is the throwing it, the other one is the result that it's in my rishus. One is the kinyan, one is the zrika. Mikomokim potter. Mishum she'esh oidin, bikim le'lavinei. She'efsha lochul ala gavra shnei chiyuvim. And since at the same time this person is hit with two things, one the huncha, which means don't include kibishuncha, but the mechira is not chal till the end, and number two, according to chachamim, you don't include kibishuncha. So at the end, that's when the chilul Shabbos happens. So the two separate actions, one is a throwing action, and the other one is the final result that's in my property. But they're both happening at the same time. Boom, that's the problem. Kim Lavinay, that's the Gemara says.
Does Akira Tzerach Hanocha
Nothing. According to
the Gemara seems to think
but that,
important.
Excuse me, isn't that what Tesis Teretz says? You don't need Akira Tzerach Hanocha. The whole Teretz of Tesis. What? You're right. And Tesis answers that according to the Elchan Ami, according to the Rambam, Akira Tzerach Hanocha has nothing to do with it over here. Correct? That's the whole Teretz, that Akira Tzerach Hanocha has nothing to do with it. We ask, why not? The answer is, because Akira Tzerach Hanocha is on the Maisa Zrika. This is on the Mechira. The Mechira is the final thing. So why is it still coming to dominate the two separate actions? The answer is, because they both happen at the same time. But the Yisoid is both the same, by the way. The Yisoid is, the Kimle Binamine only is considered a factor if the Maisa, if one Maisa does both Chiyuvim at the same time. So according to that, you can answer the difference between
between our case and the case of burning the fire, right? Mm-hmm. We said we had a machlekes that if the misa happens first and then happens the moment, so according to Shittim Puerta, that's kimli v'amne, just like we see by the case of the burning the slave. You burn the eves, and then the goat gets killed. So it's considered one thing because it's kimnei v'amenei. So we said, why does Taisvah by us not say like that? Taisvah says that if it falls inside the walls, inside the shusar yachid, so that's already chilul shabbos happens first, and then comes the other one, and therefore there's no kimnei v'amenei. The answer is because our case is not one meiser. Because our case, the mechira has nothing to do with the fact that it falls into the fact that it's being thrown into the walls. Well, maybe it's on the terrace. I don't know. I don't want to go there. I'll leave that alone. Mashenki, no. The case of burning an evet, so the lighting the fire is the one mice does both. Okay, we have to go there. That's added thing. Remember go there. But the main answer, which is Pashta Terrace, really, is that we had a question that according to Taisus as a kasha, that if you hold Akira Tzerach Hanacha, then why do you have to come onto new case of that it's like Tenuach, the Mechir doesn't happen until it falls into the ground. After all, Akir Tzerach Hanochah is all one thing. So one thing of Chaim was, Akir Tzerach Hanochah we only say by Dal Damis. Why? Because then it's all one big action, the Kira, the Hanochah, and the Dal Damis. Mashenk in our case, Akir Hanochah are two separate things. It's one Chir, Akir and Hanochah, the traveling in between is not, there's no Kim Levin Aminei. We didn't fully understand that. The second test we gave, which be Yisrael is what you want to say. The first test was, as the Zaman says it, but the Yisrael of it is that Kim Levin Aminei is only the same Meiser does both things. By Chilul Shabbos, the Zrika, the throwing it, that's the Maisa Chilul Shabbos. Mashenkin by Korach Shirai Nezikin, it's again, Akira Tzerach Hanocha. The throwing it, that's the Maisa of Mammon. There's one Maisa that does both, like Abnachem says, Rashi says. The Maisa of throwing it does the Chilul Shabbos, the Maisa of throwing it rips apart the silk. So one Maisa throwing it is Akira Tzerach Hanocha, does both things. That's Kimei Raminei. Mashenkin by Mechira, even though the Maisa of throwing it does the Chilul Shabbos, but the Mechira is not the Maisa throwing it. The Mechira is the fact that it's in my Chatzar. So the Maisa throwing it doesn't do two things. There's no Kim Levaminei. And therefore, Taisus Kasha doesn't start according to the Rambam. The Rambam says, even your old Akira Tzerach Hanocha, not going to help you by Mechira. What is going to help you by Mechira? The fact that it both happened exact same time. It happens exact same time. Then, if it happens exact same time, at the end of the day, one is the Maisa of Zrika Chilul Shabbos, the other one is the fact that it's in my Chatzar. Says the Sicha B'chukecha wants to say that yeah, but at the end of the day, they're both happening at the same time. So if they both have the exact same time, when it's in my chater, there's a separate halacha of kimli rabbanei that one person cannot have two things happening to him at the same time, two punishments, and therefore that's what Imam will say kimli rabbanei if it both happen at the same time. That's in a nutshell pshat and taisus. It's fascinating when you look at this taisus. What taisus says? What does he want? Akira Tzerach Hanocha. He says, okay, now I understand what taisus is saying. The Ram doesn't learn like that because really it has nothing to do with Akira Tzerach Hanocha, because Akira Tzerach Hanocha is only in a case with one action. We need the whole Zrika is Chiyuv. Masha'en came by Mechira, the Zrika is not part of the Chiyuv. The Zrika is just a way to get it into my Chatzah, but that's not part of the Chilul of the Chiyuv Mammon, and therefore it is not made with Aminei.